This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News for Saturday, November 29th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Vince Beccaro and Arthur Cassano are reporting in the Register Star that several local school districts have been named by the New York Civil Liberties Union for maintaining enrollment policies that would have a chilling effect on an immigrant student's attempts to register. The NYCLU identified three districts in Columbia County and one district in Greene County. The Chatham Central, New Lebanon Central, and Hudson City districts all require entering students to produce a birth certificate, while the Greenville Central School District does not require a Social Security number on birth certificate. Registering students are explicitly asked immigration status questions. Under a 1982 Supreme Court ruling, states violate the 14th Amendment when undocumented children are denied the same educational opportunity as naturalized citizens. Schools are in violation of the law when they require birth certificates or inquire about the immigration status of a potential student or their parents. The superintendents from the Columbia County districts responded to the allegations, denying their districts have ever refused enrollment to any student who was unable to produce a birth certificate. The survey released last month comes on the heels of a statewide study by the NYCLU in 2010, which found that one in five school districts were putting up illegal barriers to immigrant youth. Read the full story in the Register Star. Ryan Anglum in the Windham Journal reports that the Mountain Library and Hunter Tennersville schools may host Columbia Green Community College adult classes in the spring. Mountaintop Library Director Elaine Farley said the entire plan is not confirmed yet, but Columbia Green Community College should have computer and photography classes in the spring, with construction on the rooms for the classes expected after Thanksgiving. The classes will not receive college credit. HTC schools currently hold four classes for college credit if the students pay the discounted rate of $170, according to Superintendent of Schools Dr. Patrick Darfley Sweeney. You can read the full story in the Windham Journal. Matt Bathrick in the Columbia paper reports that Chatham's Board of Education is exploring capital spending in advance of eventual consolidation of the middle school building on Woodbridge Avenue into the high school and Mary E. Dardress Elementary School. Last year, voters rejected a $13.8 million capital project proposal after the board voted to consolidate in the fall of 2015. But after voters rejected the spending plan, 668 to 481 last year, and at the November 18th meeting, the school board rescinded the consolidation for now. The district would save over $450,000 a year from consolidation, although that may hinge on the eventual fate of the middle school building. Quote, "I absolutely see the need for consolidation. However, I don't think it is in the best interest of the students or education to do it without a capital project," unquote, said member Terry Conte. Quote, "We don't have the room," unquote, board member Michael Clark suggested the fall of 2015 as the deadline for a new plan to be developed. The Chatham School Board holds a workshop meeting December 2nd, and its next full meeting is December 16th at 6:30 p.m. in the high school library. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. In Radio Roundup, WNYT-TV in Albany reports, for anyone without a cell phone, there's a working payphone at every Stewart's shop locally.
But you can still find a payphone at every Stewart's shop. The payphone is the store phone with numbers on speed dial for the corporate office and the warehouse. Plus, it's there for the convenience of customers.
There is always going to be that day that there's an emergency, that a customer's phone battery is going to be dead, they left it at home, and they can know they can walk into Stewart's and find a payphone there to use.
National Public Radio's Morning Edition host David Green and NPR Planet Money correspondent Robert Smith will talk and take questions at 7 p.m. December 10th at the Linda in Albany. The event is free, but tickets must be reserved in advance at the website link at newsroom.wgxc.org. The NPR host will speak with economic and personal finance experts Michelle Singletary, personal finance columnist for The Washington Post, and Luis Barajas, and Aaron Currier, who directs the Economic Mobility Project at the Pew Foundation. WGXC has a few programming changes this weekend. On Fridays at 6:30 p.m., the revived, now weekly, Free Speech Radio News returns to local airwaves. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Amateur Radio Newsline and Glenn Hauser's World of Radio now air, each giving a shortwave-centric view of radio news. What's the Frequency Kenneth moves from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturdays. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a cloudy Saturday with a high near 32 and a low around 30. There's a chance of freezing rain or snow after 1 a.m. Saturday night. Sunday, a slight chance of rain showers after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 46. Sunday night, there's a 30% chance of showers, mainly after 1 a.m. with a low around 37. Monday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 45. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.